Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أولم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم Life is an instructive lesson. Condition is that we reflect, think, analyze, and understand consequences, circumstances, so that we may arrive at the right conclusions. In an accident, there may be three or four different types of responses. One is of the person that just heard of the accident maybe 10 years ago. So he may be affected, but not so seriously. The second is that person that was at the scene of the accident. So his response would be a little bit more serious. But the third is the experience of the person that was involved in the accident. Then his response would be totally different. So in life as well, Allah wants us to take lessons, to draw lessons. One is to travel, and travel without an aim, without any goal in mind. And one is to travel to learn. So this is what Allah wants, that we travel, but so that we can learn, take some lessons. Otherwise, animals, birds, and fish also, they roam around the whole world. You have swallows, you have salmon fish, and how they navigate from one end of the world to the next end without losing track. So we hear all these stories. But man's itinerary is totally different. It's got a greater itinerary. It's a more serious thing. So when you are traveling, كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Try and understand what was the end of the people that came before you. There may have been people who were living in pomp and glory. You hear of stories of kings and monarchs. One of them had about 1,000 attendants, just one person and 1,000 people attending. You can imagine now what type of wealth he must have had to be able to control 1,000 people, just attending to him only. Then you hear about the riches, the wealth, the luxury that they went through. And then at the end, what was the end? Where are they now? And what was the end of these people? كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ What was the end? So this is the lesson that Allah wants us to learn, that then don't just look at the story from one side. Look at the entire story. Here he lived it up, splendor, wealth, luxury, popularity, and then what was the end of the person? Now you stand at the grave and you reminisce, you think about the situation, where he was and what he is now. And then the story becomes even more realistic if you imagine yourself to be in that grave. The whole world is still running around, everybody is in pleasure, enjoyment, thrilling themselves, entertaining themselves with excitement, right? And now you are stuck in that grave and can't move. So you thought about the next person, that now he is buried, he's lowered down, and that's the end of the person. But did you ever think of it from this perspective, that in a few days you will be in that same spot where you will have access to nothing, absolute nothing? One friend of mine went to a prison to see the prisoners. So he says, I don't want to be in that. I saw the life, I saw what it was all about. But I just shiver to be in that. But now you watch that, then you take a lesson from it, all right, what lesson do I learn from this? So Allah Ta'ala also wants us to learn lessons, not to just be aimless without an objective, without a goal. Because man's itinerary is far more serious than any other creation. He got a very deep and a very high and a lofty rank. So is your itinerary going to be the same, or you are something different? Is it just about eating, enjoying, and living in lengthy ambitions? يَأْكُلُونَ وَيَتَمَتَّعُونَ ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلِ. Eating, enjoying, and lengthy aspirations. Those that are down now, they also had a lot of aspirations. But what's the end? What's the end? What happened to those aspirations? So the lesson that we need to learn is that what's going to be happening to us when we are at that spot. So this will bring us to a conclusion, all right? Then how must I work out that I'm on course before I reach the end? Then I need to know, I need to confirm, and I need to endorse that I am on course. Imagine now there was a big commotion at the airport and passengers were just led to the plane. And now, you jump onto the plane, and it's just about 3-4 days left for the Hajj to start. And midway or three-quarter way, they announce that this plane is routed to Australia. What will be the condition of that passenger? How will he feel? Someone says, no, Disney and this land and that land and this falls and whatever. You know, you see Australia. He is not interested at all. He says, hey, it's only 3 days. I can never make it for my Hajj. What's going to happen to me now? And they can't reroute the plane also. So now, just to be on course, the level of satisfaction and fulfillment and happiness that you would get, even though the condition of the plane is not too grand, but the fact that you are going to your destination, that in itself is a compliment, it's a satisfaction, it's a fulfillment that I'm on route, I'm not off the route. So the experience you have on the road, that's not what you've been built, that's not your journey. It's not part of the journey. It's just an experience on the road. Sometimes better food, sometimes it's more luxury, sometimes it's less luxury. The idea is I must reach, like all the Hadis will reach, then I must reach as well. So the concern of that Muslim is I must reach safely to my right abode. There may be a little bit of difficulties, some problem here, some problem that side. So I need to go past those problems and understand what is the itinerary, what is the destination, where am I supposed to be landing. If you're on the course, then make shukr. Now, that there must be some pointers that will point out that you're on course. You are traveling, so the plane will tell you, all right, you are 1 hour away from your destination, 2 hours away. So you know you're on course. You're going to Jeddah and you're 2 hours away, and they're announcing that you are 2 hours away, or they're showing it to you on the screen that you are 2 hours away. You feel some level of relaxation that I'm on course, and you're just two hours away from Jeddah, 3 hours away from Makkah Mukarramah. So you feel a sense of relaxation. But in this life, how do you make out that you're on course? There must be some pointer. So Allah Ta'ala in His mercy, He's shown some pointer. Look at the verse, مَنْ يُرِيدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. And it is in the plan of Allah Ta'ala that He wants guidance for a certain person, then Allah Ta'ala opens his breast for Islam. His mind and his heart just opens out. That's what we accept. But then how do you make out that your heart is really opened out? That you're on cause. The concern is that you must be on cause. It mustn't be that everybody else reaches Jannah and we have jumped off the course. It mustn't be like that. So how do you confirm and how do you make out that you're on course? How do you make it? How do you confirm? So that was the concern of the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum. They were also concerned that how do we make out that our hearts have really opened out? So Rasulullah showed them 3 pointers. That you got these 3 pointers, then inshallah, you are on course. At-tajafi and daril ghurur. That you are disinterested in this life. This life, it's not that you're not doing your business, doing it, but it's not the actual goal in your life. You don't have a keen interest that I must have this property and I must that prosperity and I must have this type of business and that type of turnover. No. It's just a need. You went to the toilet, right? And in the toilet, you'll use water, and perhaps you may use some toilet paper. So that's not your concern, what type of a tap it is, and what's the quality of the type of the toilet paper. But it's doing the work, it's enough. The water, I got it, the jug is right, the water is enough, and the toilet paper is sufficient, it's enough. But I have to have this type of a toilet paper, and that type of water, and that type of a jug, and that type of a pan, then you have missed the plot, obviously. So that's not your plot, it's not what you are aiming for, what you are aiming at. So Rasulullah showed the first pointer is you're disinterested, not concerned. Today you had biryani, alhamdulillah. Tomorrow it was curry kitchis also, alhamdulillah. Next day it was masoor or mug, alhamdulillah. So it's just enough fuel to see you going. But I must have this, and I don't want to have this. I must have this type of a business, and I must have this type of a holiday, and my children need to have this type of a finance, then you lost the plot. So at the jafi and daril ghurur, you are disinterested, not worried. It came, mashallah, didn't come, one of those things. Then your interest and your concern is Allah Ta'ala and the Akhirat. That's your main concern. That becomes the primary concern. Have I lost out for the day, or have gained something for the day? My namazes now, have I lost out, or I gained? The reward, the full reward is with the takbir ula, as the Imam says, Allahu Akbar. Have I gained for the day, or have I lost out on that day? The gain is that I read the required amount of Quran Sharif. Have I read that amount of Quran Sharif for the day, or I slipped up there? The gain is that I need to complete my zikrs. Have I did my zikrs for the day? The gain is that there must be a daily ta'lim of the recommended kitabs recommended by the elders. Have I done that for the day? Now I have done all this, I have conformed to this criteria, then alhamdulillah, then I'm on course. So my concern is the actions that will take me to the hereafter. Zikr, Quran Sharif, Tilawat, striving for the sake of deen, some work I have done. I couldn't do the greatest work, but I did some work for deen. Something reasonable I have done for deen. So the first is that a disinterest towards this life, and number two is a serious concern about the next life. So every day you are taking hisab, you are taking stock, you are taking account of what you have done. Like you would apply the same formula on your business, that what have I done for the day? What the business has done for the day or for the month? You are checking on that. You don't lose track of it. Why? All right, I got this person serving on this department, and what's he's taking for the day? What was the kalguzari for the day? You want to know about it. So exactly the same, that your concern is hereafter, what was my take for the day? Have I conformed or have I lost out? And if you have lost out, then you feel a serious feeling of regret and remorse. I have lost out for the day. The Sahaba-i-Kiram, the pious elders of the past, is to become so depressed. If it was one takbir-e-ula they had missed out, or one namaz they have missed out with jamaat, people used to have to go to them and offer condolence. Like now, in this day, if someone's one shop from 50 shops burned down, there'll be 50 people offering condolence. Although it's got 49 other shops, but for the one loss, we'll go and offer the condolence. So these people used to take this as the primary concern, that if there was some breakup, some interruption, then people had to go and offer them condolence. So that was the second. It's a second pointer to make out that you're on course, that you're going towards the right. Alhamdulillah, you're going on the right track. The course is right. The third is ta'ahubu lil maut. You are preparing in preparation for death before the time. Any important event in our lives, then we make some reasonable preparations before the time. Some event is coming up, there's a marriage coming up, nikah. So what preparations do I make up? My child is writing his final exams. He'll acquire this type of a degree. What preparations? Right? So any type of situation, but are we prepared? Are we preparing for that? Are we talking about it? Are we discussing it? Is it a concern or not? Are we prepared? So when we are prepared, the necessary preparations are done. I'm going for Hajj. So all the preparations, right? I need to take the pass, see the passport is right, the vaccines are right, my visas are right, accreditation is right. If I need to take part course, all that is right. All that preparations are done in advance. So have I done the preparations? And then mode is such that it doesn't give you an announcement, doesn't come give you a warning before it's coming. It's coming impromptu, it's just coming. Scheme. Just struck you. So that means that any given moment, you need to be prepared for that moment. So this is an additional blessing in this age, that death is such a sudden thing, such a sudden occurrence, right? You didn't expect that person to just go. He's healthy and fit, but he just went away. So that means what it would teach us, that when it's becoming such a sudden thing, then in what state of preparation we need to be, our minds need to be. So now, we got the cause. Now, you want the cause. But the cause is not sufficient. Now, in the cause, what you require, to be one is to be on the cause. And the second requirement after being on the cause is that have I got a proper, reasonable vehicle and someone to guide me along, right? It's my first experience for Hajj. So I need a reasonable vehicle to take me, transport. And number two, I need someone to guide me through. I don't want to go there and come back and to understand that, you know, your Hajj is not valid. You have slipped up here, you have made a mistake here, and therefore your Hajj is not valid. I don't want that to happen. So for that, you require a guide. You need a vehicle for the transport, and you need a guide. Right? So now, how do you make out that you got the reasonable type of a vehicle? So Allah Pak says, نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْدَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. For the type of life that you want to lead, you will have that type of friends, that type of encouragement. You going on the right, then you will have that type of people encouraging you. لَهُ أَصْحَابُ يَدْعُونَهُ إِلَى الْهُدَىٰ أَتِينَا. So there's some encouragement. Come on, it's calling you. So you are aligned or connected with the right person, the right vehicle, the right cause. Now you can say, inshallah, you are right. So now, how do you make out that your guide is right? How do you make out? Everything has some indicator, right, that already you are right. So that guide must be such that his concern is the akhirat. His concern, main concern is the akhirat, right? His main concern is that I mustn't be deceived by this life, mata'ul ghurur. I must have someone like that. So he's guiding you right through from the beginning, right till the end, he's guiding you. So if you're making a slip, he says, oh, just come this side. Now imagine you went up to Makkah Mukarramah, you went to Mina, right? And you failed at Arafat. You couldn't be there on time. Time starts after Zawal, ending up at the sunset, in fact, till the morning, before Sudha Subuh Sadiq, you got the time. But now you did everything, all the accreditation, you did all the mehnat and everything, to discover that you missed out the Arafat. When you missed out that Arafat, that whole Hajj of yours, the whole thing is gone. It's all cancelled, all void. Now how do you feel at that time? Now that is because you don't have a suitable guide. So here, again on this path here, you need to have a suitable guide that is encouraging. So in this life, and as well as in the life hereafter, we need to have guides. We can't say we don't need. And then Allah Ta'ala groups you accordingly. If you got a good people, then you are grouped accordingly. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. You are classed with the type of people that you like. You like a certain type of people, you dress up like them, you want to be like them, your behavior, your interaction, your socialization, everything is accordingly, because you like a certain group. So your tendencies, your inclinations are all together, are according to the person that you like. So therefore, the Quran Sharif says that this right choices of the right guide is such an important thing that this transcends into the hereafter. The type of people that you like, here, then you'll be grouped with the same class of people in the hereafter. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. People will be grouped. How are you grouped? You're grouped with the people that you like, the people that you loved, people that you were impassionate about. So you're grouped with them. So now you'll have two classes then. Then one is that person who liked some kuffar, whatever. So now he's grouped with them. He likes Man United. All of them are kafirs. So now he takes a liking for them. When he takes a liking for them, so what happens? First, you like their ways. Then you like their apparel. Then you like their names. Then you like their photos. Then you like their albums. Then you like everything of theirs. Then you'll have to break some barriers to be with them. So they want to take photos, you want to, right? They're not worried about namaz times, you're not worried about namaz times. They're not so careful about haram and halal, so you also are so concerned. So don't be dogmatic and don't be too orthodox. Just be casual. So you'll break every barrier just to be aligned with that group. So then eventually what happens, then you're grouped with that class. One friend was explaining a story. He says, one Arab was sitting in his lounge, quite wealthy, living in London. So he's sitting in his lounge and he's viewing some sports, whatever, Man United, Chelsea, whatever. So he's watching and he calls for his wife and tells his wife, you know, I think something's not right, seriously. I feel some numbness on my feet. So the wife tried to calm him down, said, don't worry about it too much, man. You're overreacting. So, no, just call for the paramedic. So anyway, so as he's in the paramedic, he's telling his wife, just look after the house, my children, etc. But you're overreacting. It was just numbness, you sat too long, so that's why you... So anyway, they admitted him in hospital, they found out that he's got cancer of the brain at the fourth level, can't be reversed. Now he's motionless, he's depressed, he's totally given up. And hardly any movement, no movement in him. So after a week or so, then suddenly there was a little bit of brightness on his face, and he's calling out for one of the fans that he lived for and he loved. He says, Alan Moore's my God. And just then his soul just departed. But now, this was the culmination of his likes. He liked these things here. He liked to be with them. He supported them. And then now, at the end, these are the people that come to receive him. So you see this choice of friendship, of association. It doesn't have to be just physical. It can be you're seeing something on the screen, but you like that class of people. So it'll be grouped with the people that you love. Think that we associate with the right type of people.